Okay.
Jim Ackerman, attorney for the applicant.
Carol Tickner, applicant.
Tickner, applicant.
Okay, and do you want to just run through the request quickly?
Sure. The request is to modify the conditions of the final approval for this residential compound as follows. We would like to be relieved from the requirement to build out the paper street called Red Fox Way on this residential compound. It was required if a lot was sold outside of the family, and at the time the family expected that this was a family compound, that the kids were going to stay in South County and want to live in one of the houses. Stuff happens and children move out of the area, and that's what happened here. And so what's the situation now is none of Carol's children are wanting to live in the compound. We would like to be able to sell the main house, and the Tickners are going to move into the original Commodore Perry birthplace homestead. There are three houses in the compound. Since the final approval was granted, the roadway system within the compound has actually been improved with the building of roads that don't follow along the paper street, Red Fox Way, but which service all three of the houses. The additional change over the years has been that over half of the land in the compound has been donated in fee to the South Kingstown Land Trust. So there's no potential for development of any of those lots. The land trust doesn't want Red Fox Way to be built out. We have a prospective buyer for the main house. Their plans are raise some animals and grapes for vineyard, and they don't want the road to be built out either. And there's, I don't know if you've been on the site, but there's adequate infrastructure for emergency vehicles to be able to access the property. And the topography of where the Red Fox Way paper street is laid out is pretty rough. It's typical Clinic Hills up and down, you know, not very conducive to a road anyway. So that's it in a nutshell. We're asking that the applicant be relieved from that particular provision of the original approval.
Questions, comments?
Can you just say which dwelling is the, you're talking about the main house on the map? The one that will be for sale?
That would be
the main house.
The main house. It's on what is now designated as record lot 8, right?
Mm-hmm. And you guys are going to move to 1591A?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. And the residential compounds are going to approve.
Can you just go over this? Where is the existing right-of-way that's not being used? Where is the existing roads that are being used?
Carol, they come up Red Fox Way as it's laid out here already.
Okay.
and then it kind of splits here.
Is that already an easement, or do you need to draft some mechanism that would allow for the buyers of this property to use this, which is outside of the...
Exactly.
So there's already been an easement?
We have it prepared and ready to record the deed to the...
Which is the lot that you're trying to sell? Is that...
Well, there are two, actually. The folks that are buying the main house here, lot 8, are also buying lot 7.
Which is fine.
That's kind of merged the So people come in here, the ticketers go off this way on that driveway. This is a caretaker house. Doesn't show on the plan, but there's a driveway goes on. Right. And then there's the other. It's already construction. Construction is a driveway that goes up, but it'll be subject to, it'll be an easement. Yep.
And there are no other houses anywhere.
Right. This is all land trust in here.
So the relief is from
original approval requires this road, Red Fox Way, which goes out that way.
To nowhere.
This is the last one here, and then this one. This one here is not land trust. This is Nature Conservancy, actually. Yeah. This is, now we're into the Whitinger property.
No, but
the whole lot is
no. This is land trust. This is land trust.
Oh, that is. I said that one was. These
two.
Okay.
Yeah.
The whole thing. From here.
So,
or
this
all
one that's not on the Redbox Way.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's access from.
So, I mean, in the past, they probably wanted to set up a scenario where you could allow for a future development without another extension, but if these are all land trust lands now, there's no point in needing the additional extension and access. So
this is part, actually, this loops around here to a lot that we have. If you come in here and you go along this wall here, where we have the right of way, it takes you to this lot, which has...
So this is a separate lot that you...
That's a portion of a separate lot that is owned in a trust.
And its access is
through
the way, which is not.
Yes, there actually is on the residential compound plan.
You
can
see the easel here. Okay.
So there's no land that would, if the road was built, would be served that is not
land trust.
Land trust,
correct.
And the land trust, do you have anything from the land trust saying that they are good with not, it's not being
moved to work?
Yes, right. We can get it. I mean, we've talked with them in there.
Yeah, maybe
they
might help just to get a letter.
Letter from
them. Sure.
But they would, you would allow them still to have an easement to that.
Well, the road wouldn't be abandoned. It would still just be by Paper Street. This would not have an easement.
Right. They come out once a year and do their... monitoring and inspecting go across the park.
Yeah, I don't see any issues.
I mean, I say there's no reason to develop it.
Yeah,
this one. A letter from the land trust saying that they're agreeing with that.
Okay, so you are on for public hearing.
Yes.
So we'll see then. We'll recommend here
to watch. Two things. One is getting a letter that would be great, and then the other one is that this drawing can actually show. It sounds like you have some roads or
Show the existing conditions. So put all the on it.
Perfect. They have that already, I've seen.
Yeah.
I've seen their plans. It's just a matter of
putting it on. Okay.
All right.
The second item on the agenda is the pre-application review of major land development project. Or questions on Brian and Steve, or staff and person. We're going to see you in the record, please.
Ted Rubio, John Kenyon.
Dave Russo.
So the lawyers are from South County Coast Navy, who purchased the property 2 months ago. They had done a subdivision, cut off a piece of it. And I've just recently got involved. I'm wondering why this isn't just a development plan review, why it's a land development project.
Land development project is typically a complex of buildings and or sites developed in conjunction.
Okay, so it's because there's more than one building? Or?
More than one building, more than one park. Both of those would sort of trigger into land development project.
Okay.
So if it was one, if it was one parcel, is that?
With one parcel with a primary accessory building, that would be the
How about a primary and multiple accessories?
That is a gray area, but we would say that's not
Is it possible to combine would you say?
It's possible. We have to prove it. So we have the request in. That'll be part of the review on 14. They'll hopefully make a decision on that at that meeting.
Well, Dave, you want to go over existing conditions and then what they're proposing?
Yeah, so there's actually two lots, existing lots of record on the property. ZB 22-4, lot 1076. So the proposal is for one primary building, 12,000 square feet, with office space within this building, and then three 12,000 square foot accessory buildings to support the business. And we have gone out to the site. This is an old nursery. A lot of old plants and plantings left behind with the nursery. We've gone out and completed soil evaluations on the site. The water table's out there, it's pretty good, about 6 feet, more or less, and some were even deeper, 10 feet in some areas. And the survey was done by others that we'll be using, their class one survey. We've shown 14 parking spaces on the primary use building. And we also just, we have the drive lanes just for access, truck turning movements along the property. The development itself will require a DEM RIPES permit, since there's no wetlands on the site or within the vicinity of the site. The site today, most of the stormwater kind of remains on the site. There's a few low pockets on the site. So when we do our post-hydrology analysis, we will take that into consideration. And we've already started looking at some of this, and more or less it's all going to be within this area. We're looking at using sand filters, 7-4 bays, and infiltration basins in that area. And we've also had our landscape architect walk the site to just evaluate what plants are out there that could be reutilized. We are definitely sensitive to the buffering requirements that would be necessary along Liberty Lane, and also abutting the residential zone. This is all industrial, and there's a residential zone to the west of the property. So we would have buffering along the residential property line, and we're also going to have buffering along Liberty, and then there'll be a planting along the roadway to work in with the drainage system.
The accessory buildings, storage, construction, what's going to be going on in the accessory buildings?
Storage, packaging, things like that. You know, the primary building is where the office and the manufacturing takes place.
Hours of operation for the primary building and hours of operation for the accessory buildings?
I mean, normally it's a Monday through Friday operation, but you know, within based on business flow, whatever the limitations of the town rules are.
So, I guess we were a little bit confused when we had the site plan. So I talked to Dave, and it sounded like you wanted to make a split all of this into three parcels, so it's currently two. Right, correct?
It's gonna become two parcels.
It is two parcels now.
Right, it'll still remain two parcels.
Okay.
We have an option agreement to purchase this, which will get merged into this lot.
Okay, so this would go away.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's, we should plan to divide. That was when we thought it was three parcels, also a bunch of extra parcels, so that was all.
And this is a cell tower. I don't know if that was clear, but that's why that's why they're not separated.
And the buildings be serviced by OWTS and Wells. The septic is small, probably not going to be bigger than like a normal four bedroom home.
And we'll stay on this lot here.
The septic would be on these lots closer to the buildings. We're assuming we're going to have one for these two buildings and then one for these two buildings.
And what do you envision for the drainage around the pervious that we envision for?
Grass swales to four bay areas or seven sand filters, and then to an infiltration basin to be.
You got a drain over here?
Yeah, it's going to drain mostly this way into this. That's kind of where it drains today. There's a low spot here also, but just due to the building being in this area, it works better if all drainage is in this area.
And can you talk about laying it and how laying could possibly be intended with it a lot?
We haven't got that far, but that's something that we've asked to submit. If we do go forward with the master provide preliminary, we would we'd get light plans to show the an open air on the budding properties and down facing lights if necessary.
It would be very low lighting on the residential side. We don't really have a need for it, but we would definitely be sensitive to shining on them or anything like just wash the side of the building for security lights.
Yeah, I was just thinking about security, especially in the back building for the extension of the box. That's obviously the interest of the planning board as well as landscape.
And I have a question for you.
Yeah.
This is Amy going, she's our group council. So there's a requirement in the regulations which you have quoted here about twice the side of rear yard setback when it's a residential.
Yes.
So for an accessory building, would it be twice the accessory side yard setback or twice the principal side yard setback? How would you interpret that? Here's the right thing.
Yeah, because it's 10 for the part 20.
Yeah,
so
for an accessory, but 15 for principals, so I just want to make sure you get that.
I would think it would be twice the accessory.
Twice the accessory for an accessory building.
Right.
Okay.
So I think the intent is to provide twice the buffer.
Okay. Which you have. And then, of course, you've also noted here too, when you do your landscaping, you'll have to pick one of these options and buffer there are all of the residential adjacent property lines.
It'll most likely be the 10-foot full landscape screen. Like I said, there's a lot of plans out there. The landscape architect thought some of them were reusable, but some of them are too large and might be very difficult to actually change and move to a different set.
You're going to put one well in for the four buildings?
I have not got that far, Josh. We also have to be sensitive to the septic locations with the wells.
But you have multiple separate systems for each one. You'll have bathrooms.
Right now, we're looking at two. Yeah, just so we don't have to run all the piping across the whole site. But, it's just one bath. So it's going to be like a four bedroom. Type size system, not a lot of
mixes. Yeah. Do you think the MO make you go to a common system because you're on the same lot?
I don't think so. I think they allow us to have two, but we can talk to them on that.
Is that a commercial regulation that you might be picking up? That a residential multiple systems if you choose to?
Well, if they're on the same lot, they usually ask for a community system as opposed to
the work with them.
But it's not, it's just a matter of having the room, that's all.
Yeah. mostly wooded back there, and that, so is that one hole, and this is all just existing vegetation back here. You can see some of the beautiful plants.
This is really super.
This property owner, he has asked about the process and what the proposal is, just so that you're all aware.
And is this not his residential neighborhood? Is this?
She also works in town hall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all residential.
I'm taking another look at the buffer provision.
Is this for your operation?
And now I'm not so sure that this was the accessory structure setback, because it does seem to, it refers to a lot which contains any industrial use. So now I'm questioning that. Would it be possible to provide the twice the regular
side setback? Would be 30 to 20.
Certainly not.
So it's not a problem here. You have that here. It's really just those two in the back.
What's the norm of what? What would it be?
30.
Because 15 times still?
I mean, it's really, and it's possible, of course, but it's not preferred, because I mean, everybody knows the amount of industrial land in town. We want to keep our business in town. Our business grows. We need to.
The intention here, we have any doors back here, is that the...
Right.
Back there, and this side of the wall?
Probably not on that side. I don't think we have enough room to move in and out. We might have one on that side.
Is there something that's driving this 53 feet as far as fire code or something else? Could these buildings be closer?
The product that we work with is pretty large, so we want to be able to travel between those buildings with product and storage of material. And, we're typically working with timbers that are 30 plus feet long.
But there's no bay doors on this side, right? Is it bay doors?
No, I said there would probably be one on that side.
On one side.
I mean, at this point, we don't have the exact layout determined yet, but we want to be able to have the flexibility.
As well. I would suggest it would be better for the neighbors if we stayed close, because if we move further away, it would be more likely we'll have an activity back there. Storage of lumber, things moving around. If we stay close like this, it'll be dead space. Mm-hmm. Plantings, a little bit of green, buildings.
I think the question is, what do the suburbs require? If you can't provide a setback,
you have a public hearing anyway, so seeking a waiver wouldn't increase your process in any way. Maybe when we go to pre-app, we bring that to the planning board. If their regulation, they maybe would be the one to interpret it.
John, do you have a different take on that?
I thought it would be the setback for the accessory building.
Yeah, well, it does refer to a lot which contains any industrial use, so that kind of goes against the thinking that it would depend on whether it was an accessory or principal building. It seems to be a setback for the whole lot.
Well, maybe this is a question we just bring to the planning board at the pre-app. And let them figure it out. What do you think, Joe? Yeah? Where did you come up with the parking figure, Dave?
This kind of doesn't fit the use, really. So we, that was based on just discussions of what they feel they need for the parking for their business.
So there is a manufacturing parking requirements, one for every two employees. Do you know how many employees you would have at this site?
No, I have probably 26.
So not at the site. That's the total employees, but that includes everybody at the top road. So at the site, we probably have, a max of 15.
Well, even if we're 26, you're still good.
26 is about where you're at, so.
Okay. Other questions?
I just want to point out the 30-point typo regarding the name of the station.
Kingston Station.
There is no West Kingstown. It's just the Kingston Station.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. The locals will disagree.
Public hearing wouldn't go very well with that. What else? Josh? Anybody?
Good.
Okay, so can we talk just a little bit about combining the stages and the rationale for that? So that everyone's on the page.
Because you know we and one there they want to move their business to come into master plan, we'd come back with something very similar to this, so we're gonna get the same feedback now as master plan. We've already started doing some of the engineering. We want to get into DEM immediately, so we prefer just to submit the plans that are with DEM and submit them to the town and then concurrently get feedback from the town and DEM at the same time so that we can do it all at once versus coming back with a concept plan and receiving questions from the board on engineering design, which are similar questions we're going to get at the pre-application stage.
Which you wouldn't be able to answer.
Which you wouldn't be able to answer.
Okay.
Which road is driven by our business. Growth and the private good town neighbors. About jobs and tactics, so I'm trying to get the process forward as fast as we can.
You are scheduled for pre-app on February 14th. So when you come to pre-app, make sure you go over that, why you want to combine the stages, and in addition to explaining the plan. Let's make sure the plan shows two lots instead of three parcels.
Can we submit new plans?
You can send them to me. Send me 10 reduced copies and one full size, please. And a digital, if you don't mind. And so we'll put the question of the setback to the board. It's their regulations, so they sort of would make the final say. And you know, even if they said it should be 30, they also you could request a waiver at the next stage. I don't think that should be a problem. Okay. Thank you.
But there was an agreement between the town and the developer Downing to set aside some money for a septic relief fund. If septic systems had failed, there'd be a pot of money there to, if the owners couldn't replace them, they could borrow from this fund and replace them. I think, we're not sure, but we think when this was started up, it was to set up for four septic systems. As John Scott, the guy in charge of our septic thing, related, and there was a letter in 97 that indicated that we were responsible to carrying fund for three septic systems. Right now, our fund is at $30,000. $30,000. We've had, in the time that the association has been in existence, we've had 8 systems fail. 3 were pretty complacent, and some needed new tanks and some needed other work. I can tell you, I'm one of the ones that failed. It was a $15,000 investment in 2000. So roughly, we have enough money for 2 septic systems. But putting that aside, we request to the planning board that we relieve from this requirement because our association isn't a bank. We really don't want the responsibility of lending money to people and trying to get it back. Because if one of these systems fails, we would have the person go through the Rhode Island Community Septic Loan Program to go through that avenue. And then if they had to come back to us, we would have to put together set of rules and regulations to how they would qualify for this money, including bankruptcy. So they'd have to be bankrupt, we think, to get access to this money. And we really just don't want to be involved in that. And like I said, no one has ever asked for the money in 30 years we've been in existence. So we'd like to be relieved from that responsibility.
Okay.
So when you created that fund, there was no mechanism in place to how that set of funds would be distributed?
We have no documentation from the town, actually, what this fund is really for.
Do the people, I mean...
Nor do we have anything in our bylaws or rules and regulations that, that convey how that's...
Yeah. Is it currently in an escrow account then?
Yes, it's in four CDs. And if after this meeting you say we have to keep it, then we will have to develop amongst our community a set of bylaws and contingencies to have to do that. But no one has ever done that in the past 30 years because no one...
Does anybody, I mean, generally speaking, do you feel like the homeownership is aware, aware of...
Every year we brief it, and it's one of the charts. I mean, I'm the president of the association. I briefed it in December, and one of the charts says, hey, we have four CDs of roughly $7,000 for each one.
But none of these eight folks that needed new septics have ever come to you or the board and asked for...
No. Like I said, I was just the fund. Mars failed in 2000. And we're, we're a well-to-do association, community. I don't think it would be hard-pressed for anybody in our development to say they need $15,000 to replace their septic system. It's all $400,000 homes.
Chelsea, was this a condition of approval?
It was a
condition
of approval. Yes.
Yeah.
So, have you had a vote of the HOA as to whether this is something that the full HOA membership wants to do, or is it just a board issue at this point?
At the annual meeting, we said we would talk to the town about getting relief from this.
Okay.
Right. And we also don't really understand. We know that this was a condition of the original approval, but we don't understand what the actual
conditions are,
what the actual legal obligation is on the part of the homeowner association to maintain a fund for what are all private septic systems.
And the homeowner association would have to abide by the conditions, unless there was something that...
Do you have a copy?
I do. So it says, this is from January 13th, 1988. The ISDS maintenance account has stipulated the preliminary motion be changed to read as follows. So this is an amendment, 1988 amendment to the original. The Downey Place, a minimum of $11,250 into the homeowners association budget, with a separate line item to cover cost of maintenance, repair, and replacement of all ISDSs at the village at Indian Lake. In addition, a monthly fee of $5 to $10 per unit to be determined will be assessed to all homeowners to cover future maintenance consisting of pumping and discharge and a minimum of every 3 years. Systems which require more frequent maintenance in order to ensure proper functioning and continued environmental quality must be pumped as required. Systems which require pumping more than once a year must be brought to the attention of the town. The town may require the funds in the ISDS maintenance account be used for system redesign and replacement. There's also a condition, not here, maybe in the original, that they meet with the Conservation Commission every 3 years to reset that amount.
I'm guessing that hasn't happened.
No,
I've never heard that.
This is the recorded approval.
Yeah. No, I'm sure it is.
So there's been no money added to that account along the way?
It just sits there. It's like
It has because we have more than...
Yeah, it's 30 grand roughly.
Which will probably get you one system these days.
Maybe one and a half, yeah.
Yeah.
And when I did mine in 2000, it was able to be replaced with a standard,
whatever you feel.
But, I mean, if rules change and you have to put one of those, I don't know what they're called, the above ground systems in, those are 40 grand.
Yeah.
So, I never heard of that before. And we surely do not put aside $4. Per
5 to 10 per unit.
Yeah.
What we do is cover pumping of everybody in the 3 year interval.
We are religious about having everybody pump their system every 3 years.
And who pays for that?
Everybody pays.
Association pays for that. Yeah.
Then it doesn't come out of this account.
No, it's a separate account. I don't know. I've been on the board for 3 years. I don't know what the genesis of the septic fund is. If it's always been these four CDs, I don't know what amount they started at, but right now we have $28,000 to $30,000 in that pot. And like you said, that will cover one to two conventional systems, not cover a bigger system, but that's really a side point. We're a homeowners association that's really responsible for the common land, which is a clubhouse and some other stuff. And we run a budget of $70,000 every year to maintain all that, but we're not a bank. And sometimes we have a hard time getting dues out of people. I can't imagine if we lent some folks, probably the ones that don't pay the dues would be the ones asking for this money, and if we lend them $15,000, it would be
hard pressed to get it back.
Yes.
Plus, then the neighborhood would actually be unhappy because then we would also have to levy a special assessment on the neighborhood to replenish the now depleted funds. And that would make people most unhappy for essentially subsidizing one of the residents' septic.
And like I said, you drive around the neighborhood, it's not that people are lacking.
I would think if the statewide septic loan program were not in existence as of the time that condition was imposed, you have a very good argument to the planning board that requirement should be eliminated based on changed circumstances.
Do we know if the state does have those funds now? Because they come and go. And, they could easily not be available at this point.
The community septic system?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's not a permanent thing.
Is that available to all towns, or is that available to towns that have established wastewater management plants?
Good question.
I believe it's available to communities that have established wastewater plants. And in South Kingstown, in that category, I don't know the exact size. So it is available to residents of South Kingstown.
But when we did begin the wastewater management plan, and we had a schedule for replacement starting at the coastal shore, those funds got depleted after 1 year. And so then it got, it had to be reapplied. And so I don't know where it stands right now.
Do you know whether, is there anyone within the association right now that has an outstanding notice violation from DEM?
John Scott's very good about maintaining, making sure everybody's up to their pumping, and we have yet to have anybody miss the pumping that I'm aware of.
Did they get inspected at the same time?
Yeah, it's the standard thing.
Then there was a town requirement actually to have them all inspected two or 3 years ago.
Yeah, and we went through all that.
And you're in compliance with all those regulations. Do you know whether during those pumpings, as far as the inspection goes, there's any recommendations to any of the systems? So one of the things that's come up since then is going from a single tank to
two tanks.
Multiple tanks. But I don't think you necessarily need to do that. But then the T's, making sure you have T's on the outlets and that type of stuff. And actually, in the T's, there's actually no requirement for new systems to actually have a drop-in filter.
Yeah, I clean the filter every 6 months.
So you can go. Do the systems actually have that?
My system does. It went in 2000. I can't speak for the original system.
I do not believe that mine does.
Yeah.
No, they're grandfathered in until the time of
replacement.
Was that passed? When?
I don't know when the specific, regulations change. But a drop-in filter, and then also making sure that all your animal covers up to date.
Yep.
Systems.
I imagine, as you said, that was all grandfathered in, because the original system I had was a concrete tank underground, no filter, and now I've got a plastic tank with filter and all that stuff. But I mean, the point we're trying to get is, we're a homeowners association, we don't really relish the idea of being a bank, and we'd like somehow to get lifted from this requirement, even if it means putting the money in this town or something. We just don't want, we have enough issues getting dues out of people. Mechanically, this would be very uncomfortable.
Do we know if the planning board imposed similar requirements for other communities?
I don't know. I really don't. And, thinking about this, it seems like maybe because of its proximity to Indian Lake, that was sort of the impetus for such a thing. But I know it's not something we have done in the recent history.
Is Tefto or something like this?
I don't know.
It might be, it's probably the proximity to the lake, and then it may have been based on the existing perk test or one of the people elevations. Is what my guess is, probably between the combination of them. They said, hey, there's potential for problems, and therefore we want to establish this.
So, did you have a plan for what would happen to the money after?
We would distribute it back to the. We'd have other uses for that.
Just put it in an HOA.
Yeah, some of it we distribute back, some of it we put into savings. We have a long-term savings.
We have a dam we have to maintain that's privately owned by the association, and that's that's an important thing that we have.
Every five years, we do a $5,000 to $6,000 inspection on that dam, and it's budgeted. Yeah. And marks.
I mean,
we have one coming up this year.
Yeah.
The residents didn't actually contribute to that money, though.
I have no idea where that money came from.
The current residents may or may not have. We don't know.
Well, I think
it was established before any of us were here.
According to the approval, it was started by the developer. Would have put $11,250
The interest rates went from
that to 30.
Yeah.
So at least a chunk of it didn't come from the residents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. It wasn't when I bought my house 20 years ago. It wasn't anywhere in the deed document about this fund. I only became aware of it when I came on the board. So,
anyone see any reason why we wouldn't support this?
I would. So I'm going to go back to what Amy says. I think that that's important. I would think that they would want to come in front of the board and want that they could reference that this other funds have come in existence since then, nullifying the original need. That would be one. The other one is coming in and saying that they have no notices of violation, and the other third thing being that they have maintained compliance with this and kind of in good standing. And then the last thing with some type of plan going forward is how they're going to get approval from everyone in the organization or the association.
Yeah.
And then I guess the last thing I would just ask is Amy is there any issue of concern relative to legally who that money belongs to?
If it is, it wouldn't be the town's problem.
So it would be let them deal with it. Okay.
Sure. So the Rhode Island Community Septic System fund loan program is now available where it wasn't before.
So you kind of want to reference when that came in and show that it came in existence after the original.
That there are no current notice of the violation on any septic system from DEM.
And I think just that that you've been maintaining compliance relative to the 3-year pumping and doing those things that you're supposed to.
And then at some point, I think the board, and you might be able to do this before a planning board meeting, maybe not, to get a vote of your membership on this.
What would you like us to ask them?
If they would support removing that clause.
Oh, I can tell you right now.
So the board would likely want some
something.
Sure.
And then a plan for what you would propose would happen to that money after. I want to know that too. So anyway, this to me seems like it would need a public hearing from the board. That's your concur. So if that's the case, in February 14th at the planning board hearing, they would do something called an order of notice, where we would schedule the public hearing for March. And the March one, I think it also on the 14th of March. And that's when the public hearing would be. That would be noticed. Our staff would send you that notice, and then you would have to send it out to the abutters of your property. It would include everyone on the property, and it's 200 feet around. 200 feet around the whole.
I'm starting to think if we have abutters.
Well, so there's a way, if you all
fish.
Can't.
Fish. Well, we have fish on one side, yes. We have the nursery on the other, and
we have
they're far, far away. More
than maybe Flood Rock.
The town can be GIS.
Yeah.
Two houses along the Flood Rock.
If you tell us who to talk to, we'll talk to.
It looks like that loan program was established in 1999.
Yeah.
So that would be
11 years after the association was created.
So that would be what would happen moving forward. So the public hearing wouldn't be until March. If you could get the HOA to give you a vote or some consensus on this before that public hearing, that would probably be in your favor.
Sure.
And then we'll go from there.
Okay, so let me review. We'll verify the dates, but Rhode Island Septic Fund dates and everything. No current notices of violation, that we're in compliance with all the septic things, vote on membership to remove the clause, and plan on what to do with the money.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then when we, if the board chooses to remove this clause, we will give you a new approval,
okay,
and you'll have that.
So okay, that'd be great, because it would be nice. I mean, maybe this fellow who retired from our board, Dave Cordero, has buku file cabinets in his basement, and he may contain this, but
so
it's not in the
these,
public knowledge.
So are in the land evidence record. So if you go down to the clerk's office, you can search Village of Indian Lake, and it'll pull up everything that has ever been recorded related to your subdivision, and this will be every approval, every condo dock, homeowners association establishment, all of that is included. You can always find it there.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, we all work at Newark, and Newark's really big on that board.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda, development interview with Verizon Wireless Microsoft site, Trump Town Beach.
Keenan Brink, a consulting firm called Network Building and Consulting. I represent Verizon Wireless on their small cell pole attachments on the utility poles. I was here about, it was back just around Thanksgiving, I remember, and I think I had submitted, we talked about 9 locations. I have one more here that's part of that same plan, but I missed the file of that, and I didn't have it ready for that. So this is really just, this is an extension of the ones that I had brought in previously. Same approach, same need, and we're looking to place the same equipment on there that we did for the other ones.
Right.
And I know you had some requirements there for like neutral color. And
color,
like
I think, was really the only thing on the
That's as I recall, yes.
Comments?
This is a 12-inch can that sits on top of a telephone pole.
Correct.
Typical telephone pole is what, 30, 35 feet? How much does this extend above it?
It does.
It just sits on the can. This almost looks like a transformer.
Like this.
Yeah, it just sits on the top.
Yeah.
Instead of
So it's the same pole as always to the other.
And there's really nothing else, no other infrastructure besides what's on the pole.
I mean, whatever is going on there is on the pole itself. In addition to some fiber that runs back to a local facility.
Okay, just sits right on the top, so it's not really an extension beyond that.
Correct.
Well, and you do have a box on the side.
Yeah.
Which is near the bed.
Radio head and
on top.
Electric field. Check me in there.
Yep. Did your engineer do an updated analysis based on the particular condition of subsurface material in that location that would differ from the other poles? This one being in the coastal area with some...
We've done several in coastal areas. We don't do the analysis. It's all done by National Grid.
Okay.
They are the ones that certify that the pole is...
And they sent a letter that they approved.
That's correct.
Okay. Based on this particular...
Yeah, they
not a blanket set counts for...
They analyze every
pole. Okay.
Yeah. And the reason we can't do it is they understand what the tension is on the wire.
Right.
Pole, that's
the
wood, yeah. So again, we're kind of left out of that process, mm-hmm. something that. But we've had situations where they said no to a particular pole because it wasn't accepting of the additional weight or whatever. So they certainly go pole by pole and don't make mm-hmm. any kind of length agreements.
I mean, I don't know if I saw it in here, but typically is a cell pole. Coverage area showing that there's a gap in what area you're trying to fill. Was that in the package?
No.
No. And that is only a requirement for an array that is not on the existing structure. And the pole is considered an existing structure. So they're not required to do that type of analysis for this use.
Okay.
Yeah. When I was here before, I think the discussion revolved around a little bit of that, and that was we've targeted areas like colleges and the beaches where they get maybe during certain times of the year might get busier and they need the additional service for that particular time of year location.
And that's the case here?
Yeah, that's the case for this one here. Like I said, I know we're over at the URI campus and that's a lot of that service the population over there during the school year. Any other questions?
Anything? Okay, so this one we would vote on for the zoning ordinance if you're to make this decision. So if I could get a motion of approval.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, we will draft an approval and send it out.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I wish I had had to send the other one, but I think I missed it by All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Town Planner Reed Sherman Water Tank.
Jerry Renison, Suez Engineering.
Chris Jacobs.
Mark Tyler, Superintendent. Tim Thies from Park Corporation.
You want to just run through what you're proposing?
Sure.
We're proposing a replacement of the existing million gallon surface, ground surface water storage tank at Salad Road. We presently have a tank there. We're proposing a pedestal mounted million gallon storage tank, which is the same size, and the tank is being built to meet demand in the area and provide complete usable storage by being elevated.
I understand, but each one is a million. What's the difference?
Right now, the ground storage tank sits on the ground.
Yes,
about half of that storage in that is not usable. By moving it up 35 feet, we make the entire tank usable for drinking water purpose, for fire protection, and then under AWWA standards and Rhode Island requirements, we provide extra volume of storage for whatever. Mark has done all the engineering for the project for us. They previously used the Power Hill tank that was built within the town several years ago.
And that was the same premise as well. Trying to elevate that out of the water, give us better hydraulics and system.
It's way like ground.
Yeah, this one is not as tall. The pedestal there was 85 feet. The pedestal here is 35 feet.
There is, and I can show you just sort of an example of what this is going to look like. So we're looking at two different styles of tank. Functionally, they're the same, but they're just constructed a little bit differently. This style is called they're both called composite elevated, and this one has a concrete pedestal. They both have concrete pedestals, and then the water is stored up here at the top. Okay, like Jerry was saying, we're going to move all the storage to the top of the tank. This is just empty space under the tank. There's no water in there. You can walk in there, it's just a big giant room with some piping and valves. Ours is not going to be this tall. Ours is actually only going to be about this tall, which is about 65 feet total height. All the water is going to be stored up in the vessel here. This style tank is called a welded steel tank. The tank itself is just raw steel that they come out in the field and they paint actually in the field. So it's a painted tank. So this is just painted steel. The other style that we're considering is also a composite elevator, but it uses, instead of painted steel, it uses glass fused steel, so you don't ever have to paint it. So actually the panels for the tank come to the site pre-coated with a glass fused coating, so they never have to be painted. It looks a little bit different. They construct it a little bit differently. Like I said, it's bolted panels instead of a welded tank. So it looks a little different, but it's functionally it's the same tank. All the water is being stored up here. You've got a pedestal here down at the bottom. This is the one over at Black Prop School. You got a pedestal here, a concrete pedestal. Same overall height, roughly the same diameter, just a little bit different style. And we're considering the two. Like I said, functionally they're the same, so what we're doing is we're going to put both of them out to bid. And the pricing that we get back for both styles. And that'll factor into which one actually gets built.
Why the little stripes?
This one was unique to the Prop School. This was they asked for at the time.
Okay.
It was to match your school colors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We were
so neat to look at the lighthouse.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of made the
Prop colors. So this was basically added to this tank. So the tank that we're looking at, it's off of South Road, it's kind of deep in the woods.
Mm. Very hidden.
It's very hidden, so there's not going to be really much aesthetic treatment to that one. That one's going to be pretty much unseen.
My primary concern was the amount of clear cutting you're proposing to do here. Is there any way at all to shrink that area of clear cutting?
We need the area for actually the tank construction.
Yep.
And after the tank is done, to reseed it and plant grass back on it and allow it to grow back over. Because we're going to turn the easement back over for this piece here.
Yep.
Back over to the property owner after we're done.
I would like to see it be forested instead of grass, a place to replace the trees instead of grass. South Kingstown's community forest is getting chopped down every year, and it's not getting replaced. I would like to see it replaced.
Can I ask a question? What happens to the old?
We're going to remove that.
Yep.
That will be demolished.
So this will be turned into a usable, like an open area?
Yes.
Or Dave, if they replanted the previous location, would that be?
Well, why not replant it? I'm just saying instead of grass, let's do trees.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'll do the trees where the old tank was.
Sure, great. Yeah.
Instead of, I mean, I got to think, you know, putting trees back in that. The new area is great, but there's got to be some kind of maintenance buffer that you're going to need, some kind of...
The gravel area that's showing around the tank, the foundation there, that is the maintenance buffer, so we can work within there.
That's good, yeah.
I'm just saying, if you couldn't get as close with a vegetated buffer to the new tank, then at least you have this big rectangular area that now is you don't need for your equipment and tanks that you could... You could do the reforestation there as well instead.
A couple questions about the pumps, I guess. Where's the pumps going to be housed? And
there are no pumps here.
There's no pumps?
The pumps are at our well fields on the other side, and the Holland and Tuckertown well fields. They pump and fill the entire system. The tanks are basically filled from the pumps out of the well house, out of the well fields.
That's good. So No noise makers at all.
I mean, the tank out there right now is basically, you know, it's going to work the same way.
What is the height of the current tank?
The current tank is just under 50 feet tall.
Okay, so 15 feet, right?
Right. Yeah. And that's going to give everybody about 7 or 8 more pounds of pressure. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a benefit to those who live near the tanks.
When I go to one of my family members' houses on South Road, it's not going to take me 45 minutes to wash my hands anyway.
Yeah,
that's going to be awesome.
Amy, did they need a height variance for this, or is it exempt in some way? 65 feet, previously 50?
Let me look into that.
Okay.
Is there a gate at the entrance?
Yeah.
That'll
normally be a closed gate. Yeah.
No, we have to have protection on it. It's actually a requirement under the state and under the federal law that we have to have our facilities fenced in.
How about lighting?
No. What lighting we have is if you come out to the site to go in, you turn on the light.
The rest of it, otherwise, it won't really be dark.
It'll be dark, yeah.
There may be a light at the bottom of the pedestal that turns on, like a truck drive up, like a motion sensor, but 99% of the time that should be off.
This is the exact same parcel, right?
So it's the exact same parcel. Suez has an easement right now for the existing tank, and what they're going to do, they're going to arrange with the property owner, they're going to get a new easement for the new tank, and they're going to give the old one back to the property.
And what is the easement recorded?
Yeah, correct. That was
easement
the easement for the...
Yeah.
Yep. Within the package.
Correct.
Other questions?
And what this would be considered use code 65 utilities and infrastructure?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what zone? We're in our... Did you know what I'm talking
about? It's on raised, yeah.
Yeah, Perkins right next door. It's right
Yeah.
Is it R80, I think?
80.
Yeah.
Building height is 35.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's an exemption for utilities infrastructure. I'm not aware of it, so they need the variance.
What I can tell you, when we did the tower tank, we did the same thing. We increased the height. We didn't need a variance at that time.
Did not?
We did not.
Okay.
That would be a good question for Jeff O'Hara if you were here, but it's not. It's on vacation. Okay, so no more questions. No. Okay. So this to me is something that we should refer to the planning board for further review, especially given the request for the vegetation and the height considerations and things like that. So if everyone agrees, I would take a motion to refer to the planning board.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't see there being any difficulty with the approval. I mean, even the height that's, you know, community need doesn't make any noise. But with that said, the board may have some questions relative to appearance and landscaping.
Okay. All right. So then we, do you want to move to refer? Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Can you indicate we didn't have any outstanding real issues other than a couple of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So we'll refer to the planning board. All there? Yes. Okay. We can schedule you for February 14th, 7 p.m. And if you could provide me with 10 reduced copies of the plan set and 10 copies of the, you sent some, I think, from 8.5 by 11 material.
Yep.
10 copies of the
plan. So 10 reduced copies.
Of the plan.
Can you use these? No, we can. We'll produce.
Okay.
So what's the place?
So just so you know, we're phasing this project in two phases. We're doing the water main. There's a water main component to it. We're replacing the existing water main. That's one of the drawing sets. The second drawing set is for the tank. Correct.
We're replacing the water mains. We don't want to break it when we're building the tank, right? That's all the first phase.
And the water main does it require development plan review, so you don't have to give me the reduced plans out of that. Just
okay.
Where's the which section of the water main?
From South Road.
Okay.
All the way in to a point here where we tie back into the existing.
Where would that fall within the scheduling thing?
That would be.
When do you anticipate that? If you got approval,
we would be building that in April.
April. Is there anything in South Road itself?
We have to do a wet tap on the existing water main itself.
We're reconstructing that section of road, but probably in the summer.
Want to be out of there before the summer.
Okay. And if there's anything else along that stretch, we can discuss that.
Yeah, sure.
With both towns, make sure that we are coordinating our water main improvement projects with town reconstruction projects.
How long of a stretch?
From Curtis Corner to Main Street.
Okay.
That whole southerly end.
Yeah.
Or northerly end, I guess.
Okay.
Great.
All right, so we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Great, thank you very much.